Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Every month, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service joins us to talk about some of the community events happening in Milwaukee. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, the list has included a wide array of things, from virtual exhibits to Zoom events, and now some socially distanced in-person gatherings. Carr joins me now by Zoom. Adam Carr, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Happy to be back with you, Joy.
So, we're getting into fall, which to me feels crazy. It seems like in some ways there wasn't a summer, but there also was so much summer and time means nothing. So we're heading into September. And again, we have a list here that is a bit of in-person, a bit of digital stuff. And the first event is going to be at a place that I think a lot of people will be familiar with, Latino Arts.
Absolutely. Our first event, Café con Arte, 50 Years of Art and Cultural Diversity. It is, so they've been mounting for this last stretch a retrospective of the work of Reynaldo Hernandez, who is a phenomenal artist, muralist, who created the Mural of Peace, the Inner City Arts Council mural, many others around Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the world. So he has a long and rich career to dig into. So this exhibition is celebrating his life and his work. And this event, Managing Artistic Director of Latino Arts, Jacobo Lovo, who's a great storyteller. I've had a chance to learn a bunch from him in the galleries before. He's leading a gallery tour and discussion around the exhibit. It is in person, so it's right inside of the UCC front door at the Latino Arts Gallery. And, you know, they're taking all precautions. So check out the Facebook event. They are asking people to bring BYOC, bring your own coffee, bring masks. They will have fresh churros there for you if you do make the trip in. I think there's a $3 registration fee, but it is a unique, you know, all of us. And if you've been in Milwaukee, you know Reynaldo Hernandez's work in one way or another. This is a chance to dig a little bit deeper into his career and his phenomenal contributions to our city.
All righty. So the next one we're looking at is all in person. It's interesting because it's part of a conversation that we've all been having, I think, right now. But it does take a different kind of spin on it.
Absolutely. The next event, number two, is Home: Conversations on Black Lives Matter. And a little bit of background on this, the Linden Sculpture Garden, which is just up on the north side of just past beyond the city, is this incredible space with these monumental works of art. And they've taken, some leadership in saying we need to have important conversations, not just for the arts community, but for the broader community of Milwaukee. They've been doing this home series that's connected. It's about displacement and the arts. So they've been talking about new immigrants and refugees and done a series of events for that. Since the pandemic, they moved a lot of that digital. Kind of the trademark event for that is for World Refugee Day. But they've been engaging artists and people in Milwaukee and in really important conversations. This actually is a digital event. So it's going to be on Zoom. And the conversation on Black Lives Matter is going to be, they're going to be incredible folks who are based now in Milwaukee, who have backgrounds who are Hmong, Somali, Burmese, Rohingya, Chicana. So including some incredible people I know that are great contributors to the Milwaukee community. And they'll be talking about Black Lives Matter. And I think this will be, you know, there have been so many important conversations about Black Lives Matter locally and around the country. I haven't quite seen one like this before, where it is people who have backgrounds as new immigrants or as refugees. So I think that will be a very different set of perspectives on a conversation many of us might have been a part of during these last few months.
It is interesting to bring in voices of people who aren't from the United States, because when I think of Black Lives Matter, I do think of it as being a quintessentially, you know, U.S.-based conversation.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the folks who are going to be taking part of this conversation are a little bit newer to Milwaukee, but some have spent most of their life here and have kind of a more hybridized identity as having feet in different parts of the world. So I think this is, I'm really looking forward to seeing what that conversation will look like.
So the next event is actually a week full of events, and they're both in person and online.
Absolutely. So Valley Week is something that happens every year, and it's really a celebration of the Menominee Valley. I just want to point out, because I'm kind of rooted in the history of Milwaukee a lot of times, that if you were to talk about doing a Valley Week 10, 20 years ago, people would say, why are you inviting people down to the Menominee Valley? We'd rather forget about that place. So the Menominee Valley has just seen this remarkable renaissance over the last 10, 15 years. And they're really just kind of inviting people to engage in the valley in a number of different ways. So there's a self-guided public art bike tour they've made. They're doing 3.7K, so a run that's also a beer run. It's a DIY run as well. There's a photography class. One of the things that's happened in the Menominee Valley, one of the things that kept people away, is that it had been sort of an industrial wasteland for a while. Now it's been remediated, and there's all kinds of life happening in the valley again. There's a native gardening class. There's a virtual luncheon with John Goethe. There's all kinds of different events. There's a tea and botanicals cocktail class. They're even doing a blood drive. So Valley Week, the Menominee Valley, there's so many different ways to engage with it. And this week is really celebrating and inviting people into a number of those different ways. So Valley Week is September 12th through the 19th.
All righty. Now, this next kind of event, what I think is interesting about it is, in some ways, prior to September, this is something that really theoretically could have been happening all around Milwaukee. Tell us a bit about this.
So this one, there's a couple layers to it. Niche Book Bar is a project of a woman named Satonia Weston Roy. And what she basically said is she's a lifelong reader and was having a hard time finding Black literature in all the different genres in which it exists. So she just kind of took it upon herself to create a mobile bookstore. So it's basically a bike that's outfitted with this really nifty trailer where she can display books and sell them to people. So I think that's just like an amazing project in and of itself. She's been doing Tuesdays at Carver Park and Saturday mornings at Sherman Phoenix. And she decided September 20th through the 26th, she's going to take her shot at being in a storefront. So right off the corner of King Drive and North Avenue, there's a space called Queen Hustle, which welcomes pop-ups in. So from September 20th to the 26th, the Niche Book Bar will have a pop-up shop in that space. So I know that was a lot. There's so many interesting facets to that. I would check it out. Look up on Facebook, the Niche Book Bar pop-up shop. They're still determining their exact times for when they're going to be open, but she specializes, her thing is Black literature, and what's normally, and you know, she literally does just bike around and engage people with the store. She's going to have a home for a week right on King Drive.
For something that is, of course, admittedly niche, I mean, it's right in the name, right? having a bike that has books on it. It does seem like something that also has broad appeal.
Absolutely. I think there's so many fascinating details to that. And I actually have not yet met Satonia. So I think even just like getting a chance to talk to this person who's engaging in this incredible creative project, I think just in addition to it being a place where you could pick up books, I think there's just so many good reasons to go check that out in person.
So this next one, I'm thinking it's in person, although I don't exactly know, but from the name I would imagine it is Juntas at UWM.
Well, it actually isn't in person. So,
interesting.
So yeah, right. So Juntas is together, otherwise, Spanish for together. So UWM, I've had a chance to do some work with them, specifically their sociocultural programming department. And you know, campus bubbles are a thing, and they do so many incredible things inside of that bubble. There's constantly great events happening on campus. They actually do great events out in the community. But sometimes if you're not a member of the UWM community, you don't know. I think so this moment of the pandemic, it creates a time for us to sort of pierce our bubbles a little bit and see what's happening in different spaces around our community. UWM is doing this event, Juntas. It's a brave space for Latinx women, femme, and non-binary identified students to share their cultural experiences with the community. And I think, you know, I was just talking to one of the organizers of it this morning, and they were mentioning there's going to be intergenerational conversations between elder activists and current activists. There's going to be conversations about building communal narratives, the kind of tools that are needed for support, success, and self-care. And I think all of that, in light of the pandemic and now the protests, it's a remarkably timely conversation as well. So this is an event that's happening digitally on September 25th from noon to 3 p.m. And I made sure to ask them, you know, are members of the community welcome? And they were very inviting of people to join. I think I might have missed saying the dates of the first two events. So just want to make sure I got that in, that the Cafe Con Arte is on September 12th, as is Home Conversations on Black Lives Matter. But, you know, if any of these events are interesting to you, there is more information out there online. Look them up. Yeah, and Juntas happening at UWM, they really do have an amazing amount of stuff happening. You know, I'm doing air quotes on campus, and now that campus is largely in the digital space, I think it's an interesting time for the public to see a little bit more from UWM.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these events. I can't believe I'm already saying this, but I look forward to talking to you in October.
Absolutely. The year is, you know, us sitting and talking on in our makeshift studios, we kind of thought that might be a temporary thing, but we're getting used to talking to each other in our from your closet and from my living room.
Adam Carr is the deputy editor for community engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's Central City neighborhoods at wuwm.com.